Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Just about all the rain had come to an end in the immediate area by late morning, but it has turned windy and cold. Temperatures will be in the 40s for much of the afternoon, and we have a north wind gusting to near 40 miles per hour. We get a brief warm-up this weekend, and then temperatures plunge again with more cold rain coming. Get the updated forecast with traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 8s on News Radio 1080 KRLD. A developing story here at midday. A fire forces dozens to evacuate an apartment building near downtown Fort Worth. Firefighters got the call to 200 Henderson Street around 10 this morning.
As they made their interior attack, they were met with heavy fire in the attic. And at one point, the fire did actually break through the roof.
Mike Drivdahl with Fort Worth Fire says crews immediately called for backup. He says it was expected to take another hour or two to totally get the flames out. Right now, firefighters have it contained to the attic, the roof, and about six units. Drivdahl says all residents are out of the building. No injuries have been reported, and the cause of the fire is unknown. An update to a story you heard only on KRLD, another capital murder suspect is let out of jail on bond. KRLD's LP Phillips says the accused killer's release adds to an unprecedented number.
31-year-old Ontario King becomes the 26th capital murder suspect to have his bond reduced and be allowed out of the Dallas County Jail to await on trial. A judge lowered bond from $1 million to $10,000 and ordered King to remain confined at home while wearing an electronic ankle monitor. As first reported by KRLD News, there have been more capital murder suspects allowed out of jail on bond than at any other time that court observers can remember, and it's all because of the pandemic. The sheriff's office is trying to abide by court orders to keep the inmates safe, and the Adult Pretrial Service Office is tasked with making sure the accused killers don't try to stray from home or intimidate witnesses. King is accused of killing a man in 2008. He was indicted in April. He has 9 armed robbery convictions. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A child is recovering in the hospital after being wounded in a drive-by shooting in South Dallas overnight. According to police, it happened around 2:30 this morning on Tanner Street, west of Malcolm X Boulevard. The child was inside a home when someone drove by and opened fire. The child is expected to recover. Dallas Fire Rescue says the wounds were not life-threatening. No word yet if the home was targeted. The head of the Dallas FBI office says there have been no attempts to hack into election systems in North Texas. In an interview with KRLD News, agent in charge Matt DeSarno says the system is safe during early voting, and he has this advice for voters.
To report criminal activity and threats to the authorities, and specifically if they're related to this election, to the FBI, to verify information before sharing it, and to have a voting plan. I think it's important to have a voting plan.
2 days ago, the FBI director in Washington said there have been efforts to intimidate voters through threatening emails. DeSarno says anyone getting such a threat needs to report it immediately. As the coronavirus continues to spread in North Texas, teachers with the Dallas ISD are calling on the district to move back to virtual learning only. But as KRLD's Alan Skaya reports, the school board says that is not an option.
Dallas ISD's reported 405 cases of COVID-19 among students, teachers, and staff since the end of September. Teachers say Dallas County's return to the red, stay home, stay safe threat level means classes should move back online. Some said they've seen students, administrators, and other teachers wearing masks improperly or refusing to wear them at all.
The district's current safety measures, which are already insufficient, are not being implemented with fidelity in schools.
I am asking for bold leadership from our Board of Trustees. We do not have the community buy-in needed to hold face-to-face classes safely.
But the district says the deadline to apply for a waiver passed October 5th, when Dallas County was still in the orange zone. Dallas ISD says it's committed to following safety protocols, including mask requirements, social distancing, and sanitizing classrooms. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Bone marrow donations have dropped across the country as a result of the pandemic, and a North Texas father is hoping his story will convince people to donate. Connor Cruz died from cancer in 2009 when he was just 8, and now his father, Tate, has leukemia. He's going through treatment now and will need a bone marrow transplant, but right now 15,000 people are on a waiting list.
I think I've gotten the primer of every type of education of cancer now, and it just drives me to raise awareness and dollars, because sitting in the cancer ward with children and now adults, talk about giving you purpose.
The Team Connor Foundation is holding a virtual bone marrow drive this weekend. They will send a kit to your home and a postage paid envelope to add your information to a national database. We've got information on how you can participate at KRLD.com. Today marks the first iPhone launch since the start of the pandemic, and it looks a little different than usual.
Usually iPhone launches are accompanied with long lines of people, and that's still the case, even in the midst of a pandemic. Anna Dvorkin with AT&T says lines could be even longer, and that's mostly because of new safety protocols.
We will be social distancing, there will be stickers, and we will have a line manager, if not more than one, possibly two in some locations, to make sure that customers are social distanced.
Dvorkin says people can also wait in line virtually now. Log in, wait in your car, and someone will service you curbside. For those who are craving that traditional feel of an iPhone launch, the waiting in line, the looking at phones in store, well, that's still an option. But Dvorkin says it's being done with a lot of caution and a lot of extra cleaning protocols to keep people as safe as possible. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080, KRLD.
If good things come in small packages,
they start at 3 years of age and go all the way to 19.
Then these young bull riders
will have about 350 kids, possibly.
Will put on quite the show at the Mesquite Arena. The International Miniature Bull Riding Association will hold its world finals starting December 7th. Brandon Wren is the rodeo announcer.
All of the animals we use are all miniature bucking bulls.
And the best bull riders get?
There's prize money. Last year we gave a little over $89,000 out to five age groups of kids.
Kelly Weiss, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In sports, the Rays and Dodgers are back tonight for Game 3 of the World Series. It's a 7:08 start at Globe Life Field. The series tied at 1. And the Cowboys get ready to play at Washington at noon Sunday on 105.3 The Fan. Dallas opened as a 3-point favorite, but that game is now a pick 'em.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news, plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.